37 rights organizations from across the Arab world, Europe, and the United States have called on the Bahraini regime to immediately release prominent opposition figure Sheikh Ali Salman. They have described Sheikh Salman's arrest as deceptive justice meant to stifle free speech and political freedom in Bahrain. Calls for demonstrations and civil disobedience are also growing across the Persian Gulf island nation. Protesters have threatened the Al-Khalifa regime with strikes and the closure of public places, universities, and schools if it fails to release Sheikh Salman. A number of clerics have also gathered at a mosque in Diraz to denounce the detention. The leader of the Al-Wafaq movement, Sheikh Ali Salman, was arrested on Saturday. He has been accused of inciting hatred against the government and calling for the overthrow of the regime.
The Bahraini regime has arrested the head of the country's main opposition group, Al-Wafaq. Sheikh Ali Salman's detention came after he was elected as the group's leader for a new four-year term on Friday. Manama has accused forces, including inciting hatred against the regime as well as insulting the judiciary and the executive branch. After the news of Salman's arrest was broken, large numbers of protesters gathered outside his house in a town near Manama. Similar protests were held in several other places across the Persian Gulf country. Clashes broke out as government forces resorted to tear gas and birdshot to disperse the crowds. Meanwhile, Al-Wafaq issued a statement demanding the immediate release of its leader. The group called Sheikh Salman's detention a dangerous adventure, complicating the political situation in Bahrain. It also denounced the security forces for setting up barricades on roads leading to the group's headquarters in a Manama suburb. Analysts believe Al-Wafaq's move to boycott the parliamentary elections in February is the main reason behind the recent crackdown against the opposition group.
I do believe that is directly related and comes hot on the heels of the decision of the pre-elections by Al-Wafaq Islamic Society to re-elect its chief, which is basically a ringing endorsement and direct embrace of his leadership, which has drastically angered the authorities, which basically have adhered to the dictatorship and has demonstrated by actually going through with the election despite the direct boycott by the opposition, which have rendered the elections spectacular failure.
Bahrain has been the scene of almost daily protests by pro-democracy demonstrators since 2011. The movement has all but been ignored by the U.S. and other Western countries, despite having endured severe repression, including scores of deaths and numerous reports of torture by Bahraini security forces. Earlier in December, the United Kingdom signed an agreement with Manama to establish a permanent naval base at its Mina Salman port. This as the tiny Persian Gulf kingdom is already hosting the U.S. Navy's Fifth Fleet. Observers say this is in clear contravention of Western countries' claims of support for human rights and democracy in the region.